Hi everyone, so yeah, it's been a while that I didn't tell anything. I don't know, I'm around of idea, like I don't have anything that I'm going to say, like share, but I'm just going to singing a song like together. My current favorite song is now is Home to Mama by Cardi Simpson featuring Justin Bieber, and I hope that you are not listening to this podcast because it's I hope that your ear will be helped, and you gotta keep your ear safe, okay? The one I can run to when I'm feeling down. Life is so good when you're around. Girl, nobody from the past is being you right now. Cause I'll take you home to mama. I'll let you meet my friends. Cause you don't come with drama. So I wonder till the world ends. Way more than worth it. And I don't feel like I deserve it. For anyone who are listening to this voice, I hope that you are always happy and you are always have a positive vibes. I know that the world will not always beside you. I mean, like, the world will not always support you at the same time when you are getting in the lowest positions of life, but I know that you can do this. Like, you can go through all of the things, all the hardships that you and us we've been through. I mean, like, we are struggling together, and but in a different story. And I know that your story is really mean for you, so that is why, just do it. Just go through it. And you have to find the most precious thing even at your worst conditions. Like today I just saw so many people like having a date, like, like I'm not dating anyone right now, and I kind of feel weird because why do people so affectionate in public? I mean, like, yeah, I think that the mature people will not do that though. Like, even Prince William and Kate Middleton never did that at public. I mean, like, yeah, but it's a right for people. But yeah, like, I'm not dating anyone and I feel kind of awkward. Like, I forgot to bring my wallet tonight and I don't know how to do with anything. Like, I'm going outside, but I didn't bring my wallet. But I didn't feel kind of worried or confused or maybe panic at all. I mean, like, okay, maybe the world, the universe just want to let me enjoy the moment. So I decided to go to City Park, and lots of people who are dating at Saturday night, and they are holding hand each other, hugging, yeah, cuddling and somewhat. And I feel kind of weird because I really need to do my task. Like, I have a task that I need to done, and unfortunately my laptop battery is about to die, so I don't know what to do again. Like, I don't know whether it is funny or not, but I feel sad at the moment. But when it comes to tell again, like retelling the story, it seems so like funny. And then I decided to walk around the city park alone by myself so that I can enjoy the night vibes and also the night air. And I see the moon, like this is the last full moon on 2021, and I'm really grateful. So I said to the moon, I said to the moon that when will I happy? I mean, like, when the time when it comes to me become happier? I mean, like, when will I be happier? Yeah, when the time that I'm going to be happy, then this time. So I keep thinking, like, happiness is just made by ourselves. Happiness just made from ourselves. So you have to admit that you have to be happy from now on. And I tell the moon, thank you very much for being with me, being with us for the rest of this year. And I'm really grateful for that. You know, like, we have to be grateful even at the worst conditions. But sometimes it's difficult because I ever did that too. I mean, like, I ever come to my lowest conditions that it is really difficult to even saying thank you towards nature. I think that nature is also important. Saying thank you for the world, you know, like, a creature surround you. So that is why, oh my god, like, yeah, we need to be more grateful. But actually, really, really, I just graduated from my college, and find a job is really pretty difficult though, right? But no matter how hardship that you face today, you're not alone. Even though that at some point, like, I used to be an extrovert one, but right now, since my best friend passed away, I didn't tell anyone. Like, it's kind of difficult to tell anyone. I mean, like, not because I don't have a friends, but I don't know how to start it. I mean, like, because I know, like, some people also has its own difficulties. So I guess, like, yeah, sometimes I just tell to myself that, yeah, you can do this, you can throw this. Sometimes I just keep talking to myself, like, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. And everything will be fine, everything will be fine. And at worst, when you have no one to, you know, who can, that you can tell your story towards them, yeah, just talk with trees or maybe your pet. Yeah, because sometimes what we need is that being listened. But actually, not all of the people have the ability to listen. I mean, like, sometimes when we are, I think that we have a friends, a type of friends that when we are talking about our difficulties and also sad stories, there sometimes they're just blaming on you or maybe just give you advice and then, yeah, telling you that, I was going to tell you this, you didn't listen to me. I mean, like, everyone has its own process of gain experience and also learning the lesson of life. So we're not have the right to give any prejudice. How to say prejudice? Prejudice towards anyone. Okay, I think I'm talking too much. So thank you very much for listening to this. I hope all of your wishes come true in the next year. That the next year will be brighter than this year. When you claim that this year is your, you know, like, not your sadness. I mean, like, this is not the sad year, but I think that the world was prepared something better in future. At future, I guess. So, yeah. Be happy. Okay, my cat is calling. Hi. Hi, thank you.